Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Monday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Police are looking for suspects after a fight inside a downtown Minneapolis strip club. Governor Walz has declared October Shelter Animals Month, and the Vikings are starting their bye week. But first, Governor Tim Walz could call a special session to address gun violence this week, but it may end up being unsuccessful. It comes in the wake of the deadly mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church in August. Last Tuesday, the governor and DFL leaders unveiled a list of proposed reforms, which included bans on assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and binary triggers. It would also expand funding for mental health, school safety, and the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension's Behavioral Threat Assessment and Management Team. House Republican Harry Nisca says they want the issue to be handled in the legislature.
What the governor is asking for is that we just pass bills that A, haven't been written yet, and B, have never had committee hearings, and skip past the entire legislative process. Ignore the voice of all of the other legislators, all of their districts, and just skip straight to the end based on demands that he's making.
Walz said lawmakers would be called to return to the Capitol October 6th through the 12th, but as of yet, there's been no movement. Employers are working through the confusion of paid family medical leave ahead of the new year.
Starting January 1st, Minnesota Paid Leave will offer payments and job protections to people who need time away from work for their own health or to care for a family member. Justin Church with the Minnesota Society of Human Resources Professionals says,
"We don't necessarily oppose paid family medical leave, but we wanted to do it in a more thoughtful way."
Church tells WCCO Radio's Vinita Sakar that many small businesses and organizations aren't aware that paid leave will even apply to them and that it could create a critical staffing problem.
I do think there was a need to have the voice of employers and HR professionals involved earlier in the process, because I think a lot of these issues would have been resolved and we would have had a smoother implementation.
Mark Fry, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Police are looking for suspects after a fight inside a downtown Minneapolis strip club escalated into a shooting out on the street. It happened early Sunday morning near Rick's Cabaret on 3rd Street South. Police found a man in his 40s with potentially life-threatening gunshot wounds. His name and condition have yet to be released. A 12-year-old boy is in critical condition after being injured in a bike crash yesterday afternoon at a Sartell Park. Police say the boy was riding on Muskie Hill at Northside Park when he crashed. A 10-year-old boy who was with him called 911, and a bystander helped police and medics get to the scene. That bystander also told police the boy didn't have a pulse. Police say the bystander likely saved the boy's life as he was an instructor in CPR and quickly began treating the boy before he was taken to HCMC. Latino Business Week is underway in Minneapolis. It's an effort to encourage folks to buy goods from Latin-owned businesses in the city. Renee Dawson of the Neighborhood Development Center was among those at the Midtown Global Market to kick off the event.
We're not done. We're not slowing down, we're not backing down, we're not stopping. These times call for us to lean in even more in support of these businesses. We don't want to only celebrate them for a week, just like people have mentioned. We want this to be a continuum.
Mayor Jacob Frey says at a time when there's so much hatred coming from the federal government, the people of Minneapolis can band together to help make Latino businesses successful. The latest data shows nearly 12,000 Hispanic-owned businesses exist in the Twin Cities metro. Governor Walz has declared October Shelter Animals Month. It's a part of an initiative to achieve a statewide no-kill status, meaning that 90% of animals at shelters across the board are kept alive and put up for adoption. But the Animal Humane Society's Dr. Graham Brayshaw says while he's pleased to see the public shifting their attention to adoption, these benchmarks alone won't solve the problem, especially for rural shelters with less resources.
The intent behind this we love and we think is great. And hitting a number and shooting for something that may be a no-kill line really does not give respect to those that might not be able to hit that percentage because of the community they're in.
He says outside of adoption, Minnesotans can support their local shelters by fostering, volunteering, and donating. And who knew Chi-Chi's comeback would be such a big deal? The line started forming early this morning outside the restaurant's new location in St. Louis Park. Debbie Kruppa telling WCCO-TV she drove all the way from Ohio.
Yes, there's lots of memories attached to Chi-Chi. So when we heard that they were opening, because their friends are from this area, and they had mentioned Chi-Chi's was going to reopen, I said, oh my God, Bob, we have to go see it.
Kruppa says she used to take her little sister to Chi-Chi's every Friday night. Her favorite menu item, fried ice cream. Finally, the Vikings are starting their bye week following yesterday's come-from-behind win over the Browns in London. In five games this season, the Vikings have alternated wins and losses for a 3-2 record. Head coach Kevin O'Connell says they're still trying to find the team's identity.
It's been hard to really figure out exactly what that looks like, just as it's been such a game-to-game, really in many ways day-to-day approach, just trying to maximize our preparation, just trying to improve and continue to elevate the floor of our team because that floor has been called upon.
The Vikings are back in action in 13 days, hosting the Philadelphia Eagles on October 19th in a noontime start at U.S. Bank Stadium. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.